Welcome to the Matrix Transformation Club, and today we're going to be dealing with the issues of play and also anything that's come up for people. There's a whole number of people on the call who've been through are going through writing their books, and that does bring up a lot of issues, I find. So just on play, and actually it's a good time because if you're deep into working on a book or something like that, play can be the first thing to go, and then that doesn't that puts you in a situation that you get overtired and uninspired. So I know different people have different ways of people have different ways of playing. So what is play for one person is not really play for others. Depending on whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, what you enjoy may be very different. For certain introverts, going to a party can be really not something that they love. And, for other extroverts, and it's not all extroverts, they love being at a party and connecting with everybody. That was an issue in our household as a family because my mother was a more of an introvert and hated parties and cocktail parties and all those kinds of things that my father actually adored. So there was a bit of a compromise in their relationship sometimes. But just to know that what you would consider fun, somebody else might not. And I think we've at previous sessions talked about not having guilt about you not having the right kind of fun or whatever. And so we can clear, if anybody's got any issues around fun, we can clear that. And then basically this club is for people to deal with any issues that are coming up in their life right now, and from personal relationship stuff to money stuff to whatever. So I'm going to open up the call and just see what's on people's minds today. So let me. I did put it on lecture mode temporarily. Okay, so now it's a Q&A, and let me see. Actually, I'm just going to unmute everybody because that'll be easier. Has anybody got anything coming up? And just to welcome Gina there, I just saw you pop up, and I know you're traveling, so.
Hi, Katie. Yeah, I am traveling. I'm actually home at my parents' house right now.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Oh, great place for your book, too.
Yeah, right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure whether you would be able to make it at all today.
But I'm here.
Fantastic. So who's got some issues? put you on the spot. Who would like to start? So everybody's, like, nothing's coming up for people.
I mean, if it's around play, I'm not responding, but I've got other stuff.
Well, that's what I said. You can do it around anything. The play was just the theme, if it was helpful for people, but it's not something that's at all necessary that we focus on if that's not the issue. I know we've done it on some other calls, like... Also, like, just in terms of play, I just wanted to mention something in terms of people's, and then I'll take you. Is that Valerie?
Yeah.
Or Deborah? Okay,
oh,
Valerie. Great. A thing to mention about play is the sense of not just having big chunks of play, but just allowing oneself every couple of hours or every hour or so to take a break and have a play break, which could be just listening to your favorite music or doing some stretches or whatever. So that's so it's really important to incorporate joy breaks in our day, and even on days that aren't official play days or holidays. So, Valerie, what would you like to bring up?
It's kind of the same theme that's been going on. It's just...
is that around visibility?
Um, I, I, I'm guessing that's what it is. I mean, I think just since we started, either since we started writing the book or the week before, I have had my fridge break twice, my internet break, my wireless Nook go, my computer go, my fire detector go, my carbon monoxide detector go, my stove break, my car's been damaged twice. Someone keyed it on Friday. I've had my dad go in with heart problems, and there's one other thing that I'm forgetting. My bike broke, and it just seems like there's something else I've forgotten. But I mean, that's just a crazy amount of things to happen in a 5-week period, and I can't.
It is.
I mean, you know, my dad having the heart thing. My dad having the hard things out of the is not within my control, but the other things aren't. You know, like in a literal linear world, they're not in my control, and yet it's just highly coincidental that all these things are happening right around the time of the book. And I can't help but think there's some kind of, like, 15 years ago, I used to always have computers crash on me and watches break on me when I was stressed out. And, like, I went through 7 watches in a row at one point. And that hasn't been as apparent in my life in recent years, but this chunk of time is just calling my attention. And I'm guessing there's something inside me that, you know, when I'm spending 3 hours dealing with a fridge and unloading it and clearing out the hall so everything can, you know, like, it's just time that I was supposed to write, you know. And
exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm still writing, but it's like, it feels a little bit like, it seems a little bit like I'm Sisyphus, you know, rolling the rock up the hill and then it rolls back down on me again. And so if there's a way that we, it's probably around visibility, maybe it's around getting in touch with some old painful stuff. I mean,
okay, so we'll just go into whatever it is. And thank you, Valerie, because this is a really, really important thing to clear. I actually totally relate with what you're saying. And because when I'm pushing through blocks or pushing through things where I'm going to another level with things or getting out there more, I often notice the same thing. Maybe not in the same extreme, but sometimes it seems like that. And I remember one time when I was leading a 21-day artathon, which was really good, but it was really punishing. I mean, I don't know if I would do it again because it was just very hard to do every day, having a teleconference or a telesummit type thing almost, where I was basically organizing and doing most of the work. But what I found is that every few days I would get tired and stressed and everything would go. And then I would have to go and get it cleared with a friend of mine. I would clear myself, just clear some of the energy, and then things would start running again. And so I think there is definitely a link between all those things, especially, and the electronics seem to be extremely sensitive to what's going on in our life, which is really surprising. And on the surface, wouldn't seem at all like that would happen. So, and I'm sure probably there's a few other people here. Now, what we can do is we can go around rolling the rock and all these things that you've brought and see what comes up there. And then if some of the other stuff comes up for you, or if you want to just add something else right now, we can also deal with it. But it may be that there's layer upon layer, so we can just start. And if anybody, so would that be okay with you, Valerie?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, yep.
Okay, and anybody else relate to this? Okay.
Katie, Denise here. Yeah, I totally relate to the electronic piece of it. and I'm going to also just resonate that, or just to respond to the issue of play. Mm-hmm. I think the challenge is when somebody mentions play, and you, as you have, that I think for me it's like, yeah, I want some of that, but it's you know, when I'm doing so many things, I'm not sure that the issue is play. I mean, yeah, I need it and want it, and having joy in my life is important, but I don't always recognize when I've slipped out of that effortless mode into a mode where my energies are a little more intense. And sometimes I don't notice that I'm not playing. What I notice is I might have lost my sense of humor, or I tend to be a little more intense or something like that. So for me, the antidote is play, but the symptom is usually, you know, I've noticed that I take things a little more seriously, or I've been, you know, I respond differently to people's energies. Anyway, so I just want to put that out there. I think that play is absolutely vital, and for me, I need a little bit more of it right about now.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you. And we'll get into that in a moment, too. Yeah, so good. Anybody else want to say something before we go into the rolling the rock up the hill with the electronics?
Katie, yeah? I can say something. It's Deborah.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I guess for me, what's coming up is, so yesterday I sent out that letter of support, which, you know, yeah. I had resistance doing it, right?
And yes, I know.
I did it, and I've been having some nice, you know, responses from it, and a few people saying they're going to send some support, which is great.
Wow.
But what's been coming up is, for me, is what if I can't deliver? People are
okay.
supporting me, and what if I can't do it? You know,
right.
That part of me is that young part of me that I have a very little girl that really had a hard time, like, learning in school. When I was really young, and that very young part of me that thinks she can't do stuff is coming up. Not, you know, it's not really in my face right now. It's maybe, you know, maybe a 4 or 5 out of 10, but it's there. It's kind of in the background of what if I can't deliver? What if I can't write this thing? What if I can't do it in the amount of time I want to do it? You know, all that stuff. That's what's coming up.
Yeah. Okay, great, great, great stuff to work on. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll start working on this, and then, you know, if anybody else has something else, we can do it later. So here we go. Okay, so here's to you, Valerie, and to all of us who have similar stuff going on. Just taking a drink of water, and I advise all of you to have a drink of water along with doing this work. So it helps clear the energy. Even though I can't believe how many awful things are happening to me, and I'm just fed up, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I want to get my book out and I don't want to get my book out, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though everything's happening and it really pisses me off, I deeply love and accept myself. Fuck this world. It's so fucking hard. It's so hard. I mean, it's so hard. It just doesn't stop being hard. What in the earth did I come back? Why did I come back? I can't stand it. It's just too hard. Don't make me come back again. Don't make me come back again. Don't make me come back again. I am tired. I am tired. I'm tired. I mean, how many more things can break on me, world, universe? You're supposed to be conspiring because I had an intention to do my book. I have an intention to do my book. Well, don't conspire against me. Give me a fucking chance. Give me a chance. I came here to do this, so give me a chance. Okay, that's first one. Okay, unless you have something to say right now, Valerie, I'm going to go right more into something else, I mean, which is part of it. Okay, even though I am tired of all this, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm tired of all this and I don't know if I can keep going on, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't know if I can keep going on, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's going to be okay. I'm just trying too damn hard. I'm trying too damn hard. I've always tried too damn hard. And it's okay. it's okay. I'm okay without trying too damn hard because I'm brilliant anyway. I don't have to try hard to be brilliant. I just am. I just am. I just am. I just am. So I'm going to let go. 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 And hell, if all you stupid, stupid, stupid machines and things keep going on me, well, I'm just going to keep fixing you, and I'm going to keep fixing you, and I'm going to get this book out because I know this is my work. This is my work that I've come here to do. This is the work I've come here to do, and this is something really important. And thank you by all of you breaking down, by showing me so clearly how important this is and how much I'm getting through, how much I'm breaking through to get this book out, because I'm breaking through it all. I'm breaking through all the shit. Breaking through, breaking through, breaking through, breaking through, breaking through. This is a breakthrough, and it doesn't feel too good sometimes doing a breakthrough, despite what all the gurus and all the people say about everything being okay and nice and sweet and good and lovely all the time. It's supposed to be lovely all the time, and it's perfectly horrible sometimes as you break through the shit. It's perfectly horrible, and don't let anybody fool you that it's anything else for anybody else, because it's shit sometimes. It really is horrible shit that you have to get through. But once you get through, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. In fact, it's really fun. So just know that fun's at the other side of all this shit. If you get through all this toilet load of shit, there's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Okay. I hope nobody has real problems with swear words, but this is what's coming up. Okay. So, Valerie, how are things right now?
Well, I was definitely connecting and relating to this, the breakthrough thing that you're saying. And then I don't even remember what the layer was before that, but I was also relating to that as well. It's definitely
Okay. Yeah. And any other things that just came up that further that you can think of, and or if not, I'll just go into other stuff or other if and it may come up through my clearing anyway.
Well, Katie, if I can add one more thing that I became aware of that I didn't add to my list.
Yes, okay, of course you can.
Which is, I do body work. That's how I make most of my money. And
right.
I pulled a muscle in my back, on which I've never, ever in this loop, it's never happened in this way before, and it rarely happens. And
yeah,
I could barely get out of bed this morning, and I was up for hours trying to, in the most contorted positions, trying to just not be in spasming pain. I'm sure it's related to this whole thing. I mean, it's physical, but I'm sure it's mostly this. And I mean, it means that if this, like, this needs to stop for me to make an income to be able to have the time to work. So it's electronics and my body's now getting in on the mix.
And, and are you feeling any relief through some of this, or is some of it getting more intense? Because do tell me if it is.
No, I think while you were doing it, my back, I became aware, like, how I wouldn't be aware of my back given I've been dealing with it for the last 8 hours. But I think, so I just kind of, I think, yeah, I feel like something is shifting. I think part of it is this deep empathic sense of empathy that I get from the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And yeah, I think something's shifting for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I felt something shift, but, you know, I don't like to assume things, but I feel more relieved.
So,
it's good that you're feeling some of that too.
Yeah.
Did this hit anybody else in any way? Because sometimes it's good or it raises things for other people. So I'm just wondering if anybody else is resonating to some of this, or it's brought up something for them.
I resonated with the that when you were doing that breakdown breakthrough thing. That was very yeah, that was resonating for me.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Katie?
Yes?
Just two things that resonated. First of all, I still have the image of the load of shit, so thank you for that.
Nice. I'll put that on a testimonial.
Yeah, right. But also,
sorry, Denise.
That's okay. But also, what resonated was everybody else, you know, we often think it's easy for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
right.
And people may think it's easy, but it isn't easy.
Yeah, yeah. Because, when we're in the stuff, it's really hard. Great, thank you. And anybody else? Loretta, how are you doing? I haven't heard from you.
Katie, I'm in a very difficult place, so I'm just kind of here because I trust that what comes up will be what I need, and it's just really hard for me right now, so I don't have much to say. But I'm here.
Sorry to hear that.
No,
okay.
This is what I need, and I'm going to stay here and let other, you know, needs, because they're mine too. So,
okay.
But I can't talk much right now. I'm trying.
Okay, that's. Thank you for saying something anyway, and maybe we can see if we can do something. And I don't see Gina here. Gina, are you still there? I think she may have got kicked off.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, you
can
are?
You hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. I just couldn't see your name for a while, but now I see you. Anything coming up for you through this or stuff that you want to work on?
Let's see. Well, certainly I will resonate forever with the toilet bowl of shit and fun on the other side. And that's great.
I forgot about the fun on the other side.
It's really quite something. That will be great. I think that all of this is really wonderful, and it's there's universal truths coming out for all of us, and it's really a stressful time and a high level of pressure. We're all operating at a higher RPM for longer periods of time when we've got this sort of a really personal project kind of resonating and bouncing around inside of us all the time. So it's kind of hard to reorient how to live in that space and also find the play.
Great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So we'll see how that comes out. Okay. So I'm going to, it seems like we're kind of transitioning from one to another. And and then Deborah, I will take up your stuff about what if I can't write and all that stuff. So we'll just see how things come. So here we go. Okay. I'm going to do Rolling the Rock one from Valerie that came up because I feel like it's present. Even though I feel like I'm rolling a rock uphill doing this book, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm rolling a rock doing this book, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm rolling a rock up the hill and it keeps falling down, I deeply love and accept myself. So many rocks in my way, so many things to do, so much. Am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to do it? I mean, it all is not very much time. It's not very much time. It doesn't give me very much time. But if I had a lot of time, I could take another 20, 30 years. I could take another 20, 30 years. In fact, the time just forces me to get through some of this shit that I have inside me, but it sure is anxiety producing. I'm sure anxious. There's so much at stake. So much at stake, and I've been burnt at the stake, and I've been roasted at the stake, and I've been put on the stake, and I have had steak, and I have a stake in this whole thing, and I'm silly. I'm starting to do silly rhymes, and I got to be a little bit more silly about this whole thing, because really, 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 it doesn't matter all this stuff. It doesn't matter all this stuff. It does matter and it doesn't matter. I'm okay. I'm okay. And yes, there are some people who aren't going to like what I say. There are some people who aren't going to like what I say. And there's going to be some people who are going to be jealous of me being an author. And there's some people who are going to be jealous because they're not doing it themselves. There are some people who are going to be jealous of what I'm doing, and God damn it, I can't do anything about it. No, I can't do anything about it. And there's some people who won't want me to be successful, including myself, who's hell-bent on not having success, because what would success mean? What would success mean? What does success mean for me? What does it mean? I don't know what I want exactly. I just want some peace in my life, and I want some meaning in my life, but I want peace. I want peace. I really want peace. And what if I could write and have peace? What if this writing was not up such a hill, was not going up such a hill, but what if I had peace? What if I just sat down to write in the morning or in the evening and I just had peace? Peace over peace, peace over peace, 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 peace. What if I had peace? Okay, I'm going to go into one more clearing right away and then I'll open up again. More water. I think I've had enough. Even though I think I've had enough and there's too much on my plate and I'm fed up, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've had enough and there's too much on my plate and I'm getting cranky, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I am so fed up of all this stuff I have to do, and it just seems things pile up and pile up and pile up from everywhere, and I deeply love and accept myself. Too much, too much, too much, too much, too much. Breakdown, 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 breakdown. Time to take a break, time to take a break. Time to take a break. Like, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it. It's time to take a break. Okay. It's not all going to fall apart if you take a break. In fact, it's going to come together. It won't all fall apart if you take a break. It's going to come together. So how does that happen? Well, we can't really tell you. It's just the way the universe works. Sometimes you have to take a break and stop trying to be perfect. Stop trying to be everything. Stop trying to be everything. You're never going to be everything. So forget it. Forget it. Forget it. You're not going to be perfect. Although you are perfect, but you're not going to be perfect in the way you think of perfect. Perfect is perfectly awful sometimes. Being Miss Perfect is perfectly awful, so just give it up. Give it up, 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 give it up. Take a break, take a break, take a break, take a break. Okay, there we go. So, I'm going to open up the call, take a drink of water, catch my breath, and see where people are at now. Okay. anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. I wasn't sure if everybody had taken a break or the computer had kind of gone off.
I, for one, am just processing what just happened.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. yeah, but thanks for saying that. Yeah, I'm still being heard.
Yeah, I was deaf. This is Valerie again.
Yeah,
I'm crying. I just not really relating to the the first part and middle part of what you were doing, like wanting peace and and the rock and stuff. So thank you.
Thank you. So so it just sounds like you're releasing a lot. And anybody want to bring up something that just for further release or something they may have already said but that I haven't done yet? And Loretta, I don't know if it's possible to for you to say one or two words, and then I'll just, or I can just, if you don't even want to say anything, I'm just going to do something for you, okay, right now, and I have no idea whether it will actually respond to anything that you're going through, but I'll just do what
comes.
Thank you. Yes?
Okay. I just want to say, whatever you do, I'll receive.
Okay.
Katie, I would just toss in the mix. It might be trying too hard, trying, having so much to do, trying too hard.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So even though I want to be something and I don't know if I can be it, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I want to be something that I don't even know if I can be it, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I want to be someone and I don't even know if I am it, I deeply love and accept myself. I want to be who I am, and yet it always seems that I'm being somebody else, being for somebody else, being for somebody else. I'm trying too hard to be for everybody but for me, be for everybody but for me, and I just want to be for myself. I want to have some peace. I want to be for myself. I want this book to come out of a place that's myself, not somebody else, not somebody else, not somebody else, not a sister, not a brother, not a nun, not a lover, none of these people. I want it to be for me. And I'm tired of proving myself. I'm tired of trying to be like somebody else, like somebody else, like somebody else, and I'm not that. I'm not that. I'm not that. I'm tired of trying to be at a different stage of life. I'm tired of trying to be anything else than me, anything else than me. And I just want to listen to the birds and look at the trees, and I just want to listen to the birds and look at the trees, and I just want to listen to the birds and look at the trees. Okay. So, I hope that helped a bit. And let me see. I'm going to do something which Valerie brought up with around muscles in the back. that also, actually, when I was writing this month, I got my back seized up, and I did a bit of stuff, so, to release it, and it did release, which I was very relieved about. So let's see if we can relieve something around the back and back up. Then I'm going to open it up, and if anybody has anything else, we'll deal with that, and then we'll do the healing codes. Okay. Even though my back is seizing up, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though my back is seizing up, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though my back is deeply seizing up, I deeply love and accept myself. Back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up, back up to the beginning, back up to the beginning, back up to the beginning of my life, back up to the beginning of my life. Where did I get the support that I needed? Where did I get the support that I needed? I need support. I need support. What kind of support? What kind of support? Do I need to support myself? Do I need to support myself? How am I not supporting myself? How am I not supporting myself? I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything perfectly, 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 perfectly. But I need backup. Universe, I'm demanding backup. And that doesn't mean everything backs up. That doesn't mean my back seizes up. That doesn't mean my fucking car goes. That doesn't mean my fucking refrigerator goes. That doesn't mean my computer goes. That doesn't mean all those things. Do you understand? I need backup. Real backup. Support. Support. Do you know what that means, universe? Doesn't seem to be that you're showing me too much, although you did show me a little bit at first just to get me encouraged. That's what happens. I get some encouragement and then everything goes. Everything goes. All the shit comes out. Well, I'm sick of it. I want backup to the end. I want support. 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 And it doesn't mean that I'm not being strong. It doesn't mean that I'm not being strong. Everybody needs support. Everybody needs support. We're a collective. We're not just one individual trying to do it all on our own. We need backup, 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 backup to the beginning, backup to the beginning, backup to the beginning, backup. From the beginning to the end, from the beginning to the end, from the beginning to the end. I want to feel your support, universe. I know there's some vibration where one feels that, but I'm not feeling that too much. I know that there's some place where I could be, where I could get that back up. And can I be in it? 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 I want to be in it. I want to be in it. I want to be in it. Okay.
Wow.
I'm getting spaced. after that one. Woo.
That was a big one, Katie.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great, Katie. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome. So does anybody want to bring up something right now for further clearing? Even if they brought it up before, just remind me. And then we'll go to the healing codes.
I guess I want to say it's Valerie. I relate to what Deborah was saying about her fear of committing and telling other people, and will she be able to come through? I mean, she just sent that letter out to email out to everybody. And I notice I have been very careful about who I tell what I'm doing because of the anxiety around being faced with doubt, or which would just echo my own inner doubts or whatever. And so I haven't put it out in the way that Deborah just did for the same reason. It's like, what if I somehow don't do it? Then I don't want to, you know, like this whole anxiety thing and pressure, I guess, is what Deborah was saying.
Yeah. Right. Okay, great for bringing that up again. Yeah, good, 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 good. Anything else? Anybody?
Time. Just our reference to it and what happens when we're running out of it.
Okay, great.
Stretching time.
Right. Yeah. Okay, good. Actually, yeah, I've just been writing about that one. Okay, so there we go. So we'll just finish up on those, getting through some of those, and then we'll do the healing codes. Okay. Even though I feel really scared of all this commitment and telling people about it and not coming through, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm really afraid of committing and not coming through, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of committing and not coming through, I deeply love and accept myself. Holy shit. holy shit, I've committed to doing this. I've committed to doing this book, and I've committed to be doing it by the fall. I've been committed to doing it this summer, and can I do it all? Can I do it all? Can I do it all? I don't know. And time's running out the door. I see time streaking out the door, and I'm running after her. Time is running out. Well, time, just come back in there. Just come back in there. Come back in the present time. Time, stop running away from me. I don't want to have to catch you. Just stay here with me in the present. In the present. In the present. Let's just do one step at a time. Let's just commit and tell one friend at a time. And it's okay if they don't like it. It's okay. It's okay. I am going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. Okay, so I miss one little deadline. You know, maybe I'm going to miss one deadline, but I'm not stopping. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done. I will get it done. There's no question of me getting it done. And if it's not sooner, it's going to be later, and it's not much later. It's not much later. I'm just giving myself time. I'm giving myself time. Time's coming back in the present. Time is not running out. Time is here. Time, stop. Time, stop. I said stop it, time. I said, stop running out on me. Okay, time. Right. You're in the present. I'm in the present. We just go ahead one step at a time, one chapter at a time, one edit at a time, one format at book at a time, one bio at a time, one everything at a time. Everything has its time. Everything has its time. And whatever happens, I'm a good person. Whatever happens, I have made the commitment. I am doing it. I am doing it. I am doing it. I know I'm doing it. I've committed. I'm absolutely doing it. I'm doing it. And so it takes me a little bit longer to do certain things. That's okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to surprise everybody, and I'm going to do it. I'm finishing it. I can't believe that I'm actually finishing it. I am finishing it. I'm finishing it. Okay, there you go. So what I'm going to do now launch into the healing codes, unless somebody has something just to bring up, and I will put it into the healing codes too. Okay? So anything that anybody wants to say before we go into the healing codes, which is really relaxing usually. Okay. So I'm going to start the healing codes. Okay. Let me get in that space. So we're going to, I'm trying to think of what would be the truth statement, the truth focus statement. Okay, I'm getting this one. I am playing my way through to the finish line with this book. And you can use that or whatever comes up for you that's good. Or you can just relax to finish. Okay, so I'm playing my way to the finish line with this book. Okay. Now, I pray that all known and unknown images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to what I'm going through in getting this book out into the world be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the love, light, and life, and the incredible force of the divine. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. I also pray for the full support of the universe in getting this project done to completion and in helping me get through all that has come up here. This is indeed a holy time. Now, here we go. Cupping your hands and pointing them in between the eyebrow area. And just breathing really deeply and focusing on playing through to the finish line with this project, with this book. And I'm seeing right now, it's like, you know, when they carry the Olympic torch, and your book is like that torch, just being carried. And in that case, it's being carried from person to person, so maybe that indicates the support. Who knows? So we just move down to the throat and playing my way to the finish line. This is just one big game, and I'm letting go of all the stuff. All the stuff. And then to the corner of your jaw, pointing your hands through the to the corner, each side, left side and the right jaw. And if you got your telephone in your hand, don't worry. Just imagine it. It's just what I'm doing. Deeply, deeply, deeply breathing in and out. Breathing in the support of the universe and breathing out all the stuff that you don't need anymore. All that emotional baggage. It's served. You got the lessons. Now let it go. Okay, then we're going to the side of the temples and pointing our hands to the left and the right side of the temple. I can do this project to the finish line. I can do it. I can do it. Okay, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Okay, then going in between the eyebrows. This is my project, and I'm doing it through to the end. I know that. I know that. And I'm letting go of all the stuff, all the stuff, all those little words inside me, all those things that say, I won't do it. Because I am. I am. It's no question now. I'm walking the path. I'm walking the path. I'm walking the path of success with my book. No questions. No question. Down to the throat, I am walking the path. I'm walking the path. I am walking the path. I'm singing the path. I'm dancing the path. I'm going on this path. And I'm meeting every dragon. I'm meeting every dragon. My dragon friends. Okay, the corner, pointing your hands and streaming the energy towards the corner of your jaws. And then to the side of the your temples. And then, when you're ready, just put your hands on top of your head. It's for a few moments, and then you can just let your hands drop to your side and open your eyes and just look at something beautiful. And yeah, and that's it. Oh boy. So I'm just going to let you have a few moments to get back in the room and sip your water and. If anybody wants to say something, they're welcome. And if not, we'll just say goodbye.
Katie, it's Loretta. I just want to thank you. I can't say much, but I could. But I just feel so much better. I really, really appreciate everything, and I want to thank Valerie. I want to thank Valerie in particular because so much of what she said was where I was, but I couldn't articulate it. And Deborah and. You know, just really, and you with your gifts. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Loretta. And I'm so glad it's feeling better.
Me too.
And you're usually the person who leaps in first and is so articulate for others. So it's time that they did it for you. So good.
Exactly. Mutual. Okay. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say anything before we go? Or we'll just, yeah.
Thank you, Katie. That was great.
Oh, thank you. And good for you for getting that that letter out. And yeah. I know it was huge.
Yeah, it was.
And just moving through all the fear. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do it, Deborah.
Oh, I know. I know. It's the book is in the ethers. It's just I don't know how. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And we're there still. We're there. So everybody, there's the Q&A, for those of you who are on the book adventure, and so later this week. So if anything comes out of this, you're welcome to bring it up there as well and get clearing there.
Thank
any,
you.
It's
you're
Valerie.
Welcome.
Thank you. That was just really helpful, really deeply soothing, and I just really, I don't have a lot of words for it, but I'm really appreciating taking me seriously and giving the time you did to the things that I'm navigating. And it's also, though I don't wish it on anybody, it's helpful to hear that other people are navigating similar things, like Loretta, or it sounds like everybody is, or Denise, or whomever.
And
there was one piece from earlier on that I mean, it's so much of it was, it hits this nonverbal deep place in me. And I realized this other, of the many things you touched, one place that actually really resonated that came to me in the healing code, just before the healing codes, was in one of the rants you were saying, riffs you were saying, the fear of the jealousy of being an author or doing what I'm meant to do. And I just realized, wow, that is huge. Like this fear, if I shine my light, then I'll be more, it's the visible thing. And then, I guess there's a possibility to be loved, but there's also the possibility to be really hated too. And so I think, anyway, that just reminded me of, just brought my awareness more to that piece as well, and the whole holy shit I've committed, like that completely. When you're doing that thing for Deborah, I totally was like, that nails it. I just want to say, I think I'm appreciating that we're all on this call and as a group, and you, in my opinion, you're living one of your gifts in doing this particular aspect of your work. There's such depth and intuitive knowing to how you are articulating our fears and obstacles. And I mean, perhaps you know this, but I just really want to say how thankful I am that you are standing in your light and helping us by showing up and being as vulnerable and as sensitive as you are and showing us that so that we get the healing and the clearings that we need. So thank you so much.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, thank you, yes, Valerie. Yes, that
you
really
are.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yep.
Katie, I want to second that, but I also want to say I'm leaving this call with the image in my head of playing my way to the finish line for this book. So I very much appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. And thank you. Yeah, thank you all for coming here with such open hearts and open to doing the clearing at a really deep level. And I just love doing this work. It's the stuff that comes easy to me. And, of course, that's what we all have to be doing. But it's sometimes, yeah, hard to actually be in that zone or to allow oneself to do that. So thank you for what you've just given me, Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
It encourages me on that path and finding more opportunities to do that. So, so here we go. So we'll just say, everybody, bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.